anomaly. Something that deviates from what is standard,
normal,
or expected. An oddity, peculiarity, irregularity, inconsistency, incongruity, a rarity.
Roger that.
Hello, I'm Jen, and you're listening to a special edition of the Anomaly Podcast. Last month, Angela and I interviewed Teddy Nicoletos. She's the lead actress of a film called Icarus Down, which is a science fiction short film featuring a female captain who totally kicks butt. We would have had that interview up for you earlier, but we were working on our Costuming 101 episode, which is in the feed now, and preparing for Austin Comic Con, which happened last week. We're currently compiling video and footage and scheduling commentary for that report, but in the meantime, please listen to this interview. We'd like to thank Ms. Nicoletos for her time and Mr. Von Nezer for arranging the interview. Don't forget to visit our website at anomalypodcast.com. That's anomalypodcast.com. There you'll find the show notes, photos, and video. And while you're at it, you can find links to our Facebook and Twitter page. There you'll find all the pictures we've posted thus far of our trip to Austin Comic Con. Thank you for listening.
Hello, I'm Teddy Nicoletos, and you're listening to the Anomaly Podcast.
This is the Anomaly Podcast, and we are talking to Teddy Nicoletos. Did I do it right?
Yes, correct.
Hi. And she is the producer and the main actress in Icarus Down. Will you tell us a little bit about the movie?
Okay, well, Icarus Down is a short film about a military vessel that is escorting a stranger carrying a mysterious case. And it gets shot down by rebels, and it crashes in an unknown hostile planet. Time is running out in the ship, and it's unstable. It's losing oxygen. Thus, everyone on board the ship must evacuate. Some survive, some don't. And all of this takes place in a future where Earth is no longer an option, and humans are in search of a new way of life.
Interesting.
That's awesome. That's a great premise.
You play the lead in the movie.
Yeah, exactly. I play Captain Althenia, who basically is the captain of the ship, and her main duty is to salvage the ship. And when that fails, it's to secure the safety of the crew members. And little by little, one dies.
You funded this successfully, the effects and everything, on Indiegogo, correct?
Yes, we did that. We did that in August. And, I mean, I was very surprised because, I mean, $15,000 just for post-production for a short film is quite a huge amount to ask on Indiegogo. Mm-hmm. And the sci-fi community gave us all their support. I mean, everybody wanted this to be completed. They really trusted the project and believed in us. And, I mean, this I didn't understand that the sci-fi community was so united and we want to help everybody out. It's like a family almost. It's a little cult.
It is.
Are you particularly interested in sci-fi?
Of course.
Oh, good, good.
Love it.
Were you part of the writing and the concept, or exactly how did that work? I noticed on the information page that said, is it your brother that was one of the writers?
Yeah, exactly. He's also the director, Paul, and he came up with the story, and he wrote it, co-wrote it with somebody else we found as well. And, I mean, I was there from the beginning, so with the characters, we all pitched in ideas, and he just developed them based on our ideas.
So did y'all workshop it?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, awesome. What was some of the inspiration for the movie then? Did y'all think of anything that, sci-fi that you sort of were inspired by?
Some of our influences are basically all the old school sci-fis. We went back to the gritty basics, like Blade Runner and Alien. You know, those are our inspirations mostly. We love those movies. So, I mean, personally, I'm a big fan of Ellen Ripley. She's my ultimate idol.
It's funny that you said that because I thought the character had that same spunky character quality.
Tough, that doesn't take no for an answer.
Exactly.
I could tell that too, just from the trailer, that the aesthetic and how the movie was shot and how it looks like it's being cut, and even like how it was art directed, that did definitely come through from just what I saw. So you did show the film this weekend, is that true?
Yeah, we had our first screening in New York and one here in LA. And I mean, I was surprised that there was a great turnout and everybody really loved it, because usually in film festivals, sci-fi isn't a big thing and they all always like this artsy fartsy type of movies. So I was a bit scared, but everybody loved it, you know, and they said, oh, you gotta make this into a feature. It was great. It was great.
That is awesome. So what is the running time of the movie?
It's 11 minutes.
Oh, wow. Wow. So it's just a taste. Is it the whole story or is it just a bit?
It's a bit. It's a bit. I mean, the whole story, we do want to make it into a feature one day, and it would be either post-crash or pre-crash, you know?
Oh, yeah. That sounds awesome. Tell us a little bit about, for the people who don't know, how the film festivals work exactly.
You submit to different festivals, and I mean, I don't know. This festival had like over 3,000 submissions, and then they pick either the top ones they like, and then they place them according to the theme of the movie. And mm-hmm. I mean, in this particular festival, they played our short film right before another feature, which was funny because right after all our short film shot, a lot of people walked out, and I don't know if it was because they didn't want to watch the feature or they didn't like ours. They just wanted to watch the short, so that was a good thing.
Was there any sort of judging through this, or was it just purely for demonstration?
We just screened it, and this festival was really their first time they were doing it in New York, and they just gave awards for the features this time, and next year they said they were going to do the shorts. But
oh, cool.
It was good to see people's reactions, because when you've seen something you've done over 1,000 times, you're going to lose perspective.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, so were you involved in the editing process as well?
Well, my brother did the editing, and I was sitting there with him all the time, so I can tell exactly everything, and especially all the mistakes you've made and then played over and over, and you're like, I don't watch this anymore.
Well, Jen already asked about the fantasy characters you were inspired by, and you said Ripley, definitely. I don't know if they told you about what we do, but our podcast is called The Anomaly Podcast, and it's about chicks that like sci-fi and are very serious about it. Anything else you can think of that you to enjoy? Video games?
Well, growing up, I loved all everything sci-fi and fantasy. I mean, even corny movies like Master of the Universe, I loved. And, you know, I even play video games. I still play video games. I mean, even the tough boy games like Call of Duty, or even if you go back to Nintendo, I played Zelda.
Oh, yes. No
time, all those great games that I obsessed. And I was actually, as a kid, being the only girl who played those things, was connected more with boys, but still had girlfriends because I also played with Barbies. It's not like I only stayed with video games.
That is the definition of an anomaly.
Yes. You know, I still like makeup. It's not like I was in my basement playing alone.
You know, you're describing us.
You are.
Yeah, exactly, you know.
And I saw that you also have done live theater.
Back in New York, exactly.
So what was one of your favorite shows that you did?
One of the best ones that I mean, it's tough because theater is different.
It is.
I mean, it's hard. I mean, I would love to do sci-fi in the theater, but, you know, when do you see that coming up? but, I mean, it would have to be The Big Knife by Clifford Odets.
Cool.
That was a nice one. But, yeah, they're mostly dramas, everything I've done in theater, so it's completely different. Mm-hmm. That's why I actually wanted to do this short, because you find it's really tough to find something that you're passionate about in the theater or in films available to everybody that's not a star. That's why we decided to do the sci-fi short, because it's really one of my passions, as well as my brother's. And so we decided to put our heads together and came up with a story.
That's great. Yeah, Jen and I both have brothers. How was that? Did you ever have any... We both get along with our brothers very well, so I'm not implying anything, but I know that sometimes is challenging.
Of course. We have our fights where we just scream at each other, but, you know, we love each other more than anything.
Of course.
I remember as a kid, every time he would watch a Bruce Lee movie, he'd already start fighting with me.
That's how brothers are.
And while we were filming the short, actually, because he knows all my mannerisms and all my habits, he was very particular, like with every little detail. You can't do this. You can't do this. I know you always do this. Don't do this. And so it was harder for me. I was like, okay.
That's cool. And so what did y'all film it on? Or do you know?
Red Cam. Okay. Red Epic.
Is this something that will be released to the public, like online or DVD format?
Technically, we haven't even finished. I mean, we submitted it to festival as a work in progress, and I was amazed that it actually got in. And I mean, we're finishing the music now, and in about a couple of weeks, I think we're going to submit it online. We're going to put it either in. Hopefully, might get it into Short of the Week.
Okay.
Fingers crossed. And and put it on Vimeo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great, great, great. So once it gets up, what we might do is either release this before that or somehow so that we can link it if that does happen.
Oh, that's perfect.
So that is really awesome. Well, we really appreciate you talking to us. Is there anything else that you'd like to share about the movie or anything we didn't bring up?
No, everything was great.
Good.
Is there any social outlet that you frequent, like Facebook or Twitter, where people can follow you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the company that we work with, that we created, me and my brother, is called Reloaded Films.
Okay.
We have a website, which is reloaded-films.com. And as well, we're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere.
Well, we'll make sure that is in our show notes as well. Will you guys keep in touch with us so we know
when
you're going to be released? Awesome. But thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it, and we're glad that you came on our show.
Yay! Thank you.
Awesome. Okay.
Thank you so much. We know that you took time to do this, so thank you, and have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Good luck with everything.
You too. Bye.
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 The creators of the Anomaly Podcast want to hear from you. Post your feedback on iTunes, and you'll be given an autographed photo of Angela and Jen wearing bikinis. Disclaimer, I am a compulsive liar.
Thank you for listening to Anomaly. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends, tweet or share a link, and spread the anomalous word. Stay up to date on all that's Anomaly. Subscribe to our newsletter by visiting anomalypodcast.com. Subscribe to our shows through iTunes, Zune, and BlackBerry stores, through Stitcher Smart Radio, and wherever podcasts are found. Join our community and meet anomalies just like yourself. Find them all on our Facebook group. Follow us on Twitter, Pinterest, and Goodreads. You can find our show notes, learn more about our hosts, shop our store, peruse our gallery, see our events calendar, and join our communities all at anomalypodcast.com. Please support the anomaly you love by becoming an official sponsor of the Anomaly Podcast or consider a monthly donation. All donations go towards hosting and podcast upgrades. Every little bit is very much appreciated. If you can't afford to support us through sponsorship or donations, no worries. You can help us out by rating or reviewing our show through iTunes, Zune, BlackBerry, or Stitcher Smart Radio. Those stars help a lot. The bed music you hear in our show is by Kevin McLeod and JewelBeat.com. The original Anomaly theme song, television segment transition, and outro are by Angela's husband, Jim, and his old punk band, The Illuminati. Thank you so much for listening. Anomaly is copyright 2013. All rights reserved.
Gamma Quadrant Golf Clap.